This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Georgia is voting. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia are deciding the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections. Tuesday's voting will help determine President-elect Joe Biden's ability to enact his agenda. Election officials reported relatively light turnout before noon. However, more than 3 million Georgians had voted early either by mail or during in-person voting. Democrats must win both of the state's elections to gain the Senate majority. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights. But some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's brazen attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may scare away Georgia voters. None of the early ballots will be counted until Tuesday, and the public is likely to not know the official winners on election night. As people watch what happens in Georgia, a storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Several Republican senators, representatives, and Trump allies planned to object to electoral college results for multiple key states that determine the November presidential election. Vice President Mike Pence is under growing pressure from President Trump and others to tip the results in Trump's favor. But Pence has a ceremonial role that does not give him the power to affect the outcome. Also, pro-Trump protesters are gathering, and the National Guard has been activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote to affirm President-elect Biden's victory. You can follow this story on voanews.com.